Hey everybody, how you doing? Today I'll be talking about a horror movie called The Godsend. And I would say this movie is pretty much like an Omen ripoff. And if I'm correct, I think this movie came out in 79 or 1980. But anyway, this movie is kind of like off the charts for me because it's like one of those movies you won't get pissed off at, you know? It's a British horror movie. And it's about this British family. The guy's wife met this strange woman who's pregnant. She let this crazy nuthead woman in her house. She gives birth to a child and then disappears. Now, as the child, when the child was born, the mother decided to adopt the kid. And strange things that happened to her kids one by one. Her kids end up dying. And the clue is right there in their face. They knew something's wrong with this girl with the white hair. Not an insult to Storm, by the way. Sorry, Storm, from the X-Men. But as the child grows up and the children grows up, the children are still dying one by one, and the mother and father is like so stupid not to realize what's going on. Like the daughter, this adopted daughter they adopted, is killing these kids, you know? Especially with the first kid, the newborn baby. You could look at the marks on the baby that it looked like the evil child beat the baby's head up. I mean, it's just weird. And the parents do have a little emotion. They start crying. But then they just let it go the next day. Like, you know, it's kind of weird. It frustrates me to see something stupid like that, you know? Like, you'll cry your heart out. Your kids are dying one by one. It's pretty obvious. And, of course, the father starts figuring out what's going on. Like, now he finally realizes, okay, this child is evil. We got to get rid of this child. And the last surviving child of the family, the bloodline, Lucy. The father trying to protect Lucy from that, trying to keep the child away. And that didn't work out because some stupid reason they decided to put them together in the same room at the end of the movie. And then you get your little twist ending, which I'm not going to ruin it for you, but still, it's still silly. But I feel like the mother, the original mother, they gave birth to this evil child. There's no backstory to her. There's no explanation to it. The only thing I could think of is that it's pretty obvious when you see the movie, especially the ending, that she did this before. Every time she's pregnant, she gives it to a different family, different babies that she will produce. And they're like evil demon babies, I would say. Evil, like evil antichrist, I guess. And maybe she's the bride of Satan, or maybe she's the devil herself in a female form. Or maybe she's Lilith giving birth, even though in the story that she cannot have children no more. But Lilith who's pregnant, giving demon babies to different families. Maybe that's the kind of backstory I could give it about, you know, in my opinion. But this is based on the book. So I never read the book, but I did read a few reviews on this movie. So one person said the movie's pretty much faithful to the book. So I don't know about that, but like I said, I never read the book. The movie, I mean, I thought it was okay, but it's just the stupidity of this movie, of the parents and the common sense, like, it's right below their nose, like, how evil this kid is. Like, get rid of it. Better yet, we might not even have a movie, but common sense, like, why you invite this crazy bitch to your house? Push her away. Leave her. Tell her to go where she was going anyway. You know? But The Godsend, I mean, it's a decent watch, but still, it's still a frustrating movie, in my opinion. Over and out.